Mykola Karabinovich was born in Odessa in 1988. He is one of the well-known Odessa artists who have expressed themselves in the 21st century. He received his education at the Odessa National University, named after Ilya Mechnikov, and continued at the Higher Institute of Fine Arts in Ghent. His first personal exhibition was held at the Museum of Odessa Modern Art. In recent years, he received several awards of the Pinchuk Art Center, Lives and Works in Belgium. The plot of the video Feng Shui by Mykola Karabinovich takes place in an ordinary condominium. These are real footage of the Chronicle, found by the author on the web. The resident of the block invites you to know how to live honestly and properly. He confidently lists the mandatory elements of his honest life in the following order: faith, land, house, family, apartment, dacha, car, and children. As an element of the right life, he proudly demonstrates the terminal of administrative services and photos of the members of the House Council, of which he is a member. He probably works, or worked before retirement, as the head of a small government office. The photo shows the faces of middle-aged people, probably not very educated. Our tour guide calls them beautiful and dynamic. Right then, he condescendingly asks if the young girl, probably a neighbor, likes all this. Having received a surprised but positive answer, he switches to the first name and praises her. The main thing this man is proud of is a prayer corner made of various Orthodox icons, which he created near the entrance to the elevator. The main argument for the soundness of such a step, in his opinion, is that Orthodoxy, faith and God provide peace, stability, satiety and goodness. He demonstratively and condescendingly, constantly increasing the pressure on the interlocutor, demands favorable words about the iconostasis from the concierge of the house, who probably came from Central Asia. The story ends on the same smug note. Karabinovich addresses the important issues of intercultural and interreligious dialogue. This very ironic and topical work questions the possibility of achieving mutual understanding if people constantly try to impose their beliefs on others using various forms of social pressure. No less important is the problem of the existence of uneducated provincial leaders and their attempts to spread their moral criteria to everyone around them.